Hi, everybody. This is Revolution Radio, New Jersey Revolution Radio again. And today we're excited to have an interview guest. Jabari Brisport is a Democratic Socialist of America member, and he's also campaigned for city council as a Green up in New York. So I'm really excited to have him with us today. It's also worth mentioning that Jabari is going to be down here in New Jersey in a few weeks, April 14th, the night of the Green Party New Jersey Convention at the East Brunswick VFW. We're going to have a convention featuring Jabari as the keynote speaker. Thanks a lot for coming on and give me a few minutes today. How you doing?
I'm good, Brian. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate you asking me to do this, and happy to chat.
Well, listen, you've been a great representative of both DSA and the Green Party, so the pleasure is all mine. So let me ask you just, I know everybody's got a long story to tell, but in a few minutes, what kind of brought you to this point in your activism? What's your history? How did you first get involved in social justice movements?
Yeah, no problem. So, I mean, I always was really interested in politics. I mean, I trained in undergrad as like an actor in acting studies, but I was always looking for like the nexus of arts and activism. And I was even like writing spoken words to fight for same-sex marriage and anti-gentrification. I had a theater group that would like do like street performance in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, where NYU was buying a lot of property, and we would use the street performance to get signatures and fight rezonings. So I was always interested in like looking for ways to use my art for politics. And when that stopped being enough, I started like joining activist groups, and I had a police reform group called Artists for Change that we worked on petitions and organizing rallies and marches around police reform. I ended up catapulting into electoral politics with the Bernie Sanders campaign, which brought me out of just focusing on specific issues to actually getting behind a candidate who I just agreed with on all the issues. And ended up doing a lot for that campaign, canvassing in six states, hundreds of phone calls, registering lots of voters. And that culminated in me deciding to run for office last year, where I thought I would throw my own hat in the ring and I would fight for the issues as a candidate instead of an activist.
Wow. You know, and in looking at some of your social media stuff, you're not shy about being anti-capitalist. You put it right out there, man. And I've heard some sensitivity from, you know, within the Green Party. You know, I work in the Green Party here in New Jersey, and there's some sensitivity to, do we want to be out there that far as anti-capitalists? What reaction do you find in your community when you speak openly about opposing capitalism?
People are pretty fine with it. I mean, people are very open to it. I mean, I have the benefit of living in a very left, liberal leftist enclave of Brooklyn, where, you know, socialism is the furthest thing from a scary word. People were actually either, you know, identified as socialist, or they were just open to hearing more about what that meant. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a thing about not just my community, but I think also just Bernie Sanders made the word socialism not a dirty word again. So people are open and receptive to what that means, especially with an economy in crisis.
Yeah. And I guess, where did you see electoral politics and kind of like the Green Party and political organizations' role in advancing those ideas? Do you more think, what I'm kind of asking is, do you more think of it as a platform to talk, or are we looking to win elections and wield state power?
The latter. I mean, the Green Party should be looking to win elections and build power. And, you know, I voted for Jill Stein, and I was all about the 5% rule. But like, you know, in between years, I'm really about building local power. And I was really hoping for like a city council win in New York City. And like now this year, I'm hoping for like maybe a state legislature win in New York. And if not New York, hoping in other states. I think it's time for the Green Party, our platform. We have such a great platform, and I want to see it actually affected into legislation.
Yeah, awesome. So in between, you're working on some issues. Do you have a special issue going on right now that's keeping you busy in between the cycles?
Yeah, I'm doing a police reform project right now. New York has this thing called a Civilian Complaint Review Board, where you can go and basically complain about the police if they harass you or, you know, hurt you in some way. And what this issue-based campaign I'm working on right now would be to make it an elected body. So you would essentially be able to vote on who polices the police, as opposed to letting them get appointed by the mayor and the police commissioner, which is what the system we have is now.
Wow. We've seen some of that in New Jersey. The one that comes to mind is Newark. I worked with an organization, the People's Organization for Progress. Have you studied any other community policing models that you're trying to build on? Do you have any kind of inspiration for this?
There's no other there's nothing else like this in the country. There are other places that have like complaint review boards. Nobody has one that's like totally elected and independent from other elected officials. So this is kind of a first of its model. We've kind of just updated the charter like language around the current model to make it elected.
Wow, that's great. That's what we're supposed to be doing as the left. We're not supposed to be just latching on to whatever narrative or project is put out there by the establishment. We're supposed to be moving things. So that's pretty inspiring to hear that you're trying to, break the mold a little bit with it. And best of luck. Is there any website, any kind of contacts that people should go to if they want to get a little more involved or hear more about that project of yours?
Yeah, they can go to stoppoliceviolence.org.
Cool. So I'll try and get some links up there.
Oh, sorry. That's actually incorrect. It's stoppoliceviolencenyc.org.
Violencenyc.org. So what I'll do is, I'll put that link out there on our social media, and we're not quite there with a website yet, but that should be coming pretty soon. So, anything else that we can do to help your efforts and put some links out there for you, I'll let people know. Is there anything else you'd like to add? We do have to plug the convention real quick. But is there anything else that you need put out there today?
No, definitely plug the convention.
All right, cool, man. So again, Jabari's going to be coming down April 14th. The convention is during the day at the Rutgers Inn and Conference Center at 179 Riders Lane. Immediately following our convention business, we're all going to go over to the VFW in East Brunswick starting at 6:00. There's a cash bar. There's going to be some great, greens from around the state, green leadership, elected greens, greens that are running for office. So it's your chance to meet Jabari in person and support anti-capitalist politics here in New Jersey. Jabari, I really look forward to meeting you in person, man. You're an impressive guy and appreciate everything you're doing. All right, we'll see you soon.
See you soon, Brian. Thanks again.